It started about 2004. The Australian Federation Against Copyright Theft was based in Sydney, out of the Fox Studios up there. They had an agent in Victoria who was another former federal police officer. I won't name his name. He was more of an intelligence gatherer. And when the new manager, Neil Gain, took over, he wanted more boots on the ground. You know, we want raids, we want police, we want press, we want everybody to know that, you know, piracy is theft. And myself and another investigator were teamed up as the boots on the ground. The other friend and colleague, he was our intelligence source. He used to give us tasks, you know, and go and visit this place, go to this trash and treasure market, go to that computer swap meet. Oh, we've got a tip off of someone who's selling around construction sites from a blue panel van, these sorts of things. So we'd be out there with boots on the ground. We'd get the information, you know, follow the targets home from a computer swap meet. Then you work out when they put their garbage out. You go and do a couple of garbage scoops, see what evidence you can find in the garbage, then write up a brief for the local area police, coordinate the raid. We found more spare bedrooms converted to what Neil Gain used to call a laboratory. But you'd have half a dozen computer towers just with copying, you know, the dumb towers where you put in a master disk in the reader, and you'd have 8 burners and they would burn 8 simultaneously. And they would put out some very high volume for the next Trash and Treasure meet next weekend. I turned a couple into very, very prolific informant. I'd catch them red-handed, and I'd say, "There's a choice. You are going to lose these 10 blue boxes of DVDs, but you can either go to court or you can help me catch someone else. What do you want to do?" And they were very, very easy to slip. Get them to rat on. 90% of the time, they'd rat on their competition because they thought their competition had ratted on them. It was a real dog-eat-dog world. When they were selling them at Trash and Treasure and computer swap meets, you know, they'd sell $10 each or 3 for $20. And their outlay was about 50 cents.